faith, trust, expectation.
Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32.
Faith, trust, expectation, part 2.
One of my favorite parts of the Bible teaching Yahweh led me to share. Did you know miraculous instant healings occur today? Hear it from living proof. Is when I list out Yahweh's miracles. For a reminder that Yeshua said, we will do greater than Yeshua did. Read John 14:12-14. And for a reminder of some of the miracles that Yahweh and Yeshua have already done. Yeshua healed the lame, the blind, the diseased. We will heal the lame, the blind, the diseased, in Yeshua's name. Yeshua only spoke words and healed others from a distance. We will only speak words in Yeshua's name, and others will be healed from a distance. Praise Yah! And greater, we will think only words in Yeshua's name, and others will be healed from a distance. Praise Yah! Yeshua cast out demons. We will cast out demons in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yeshua multiplied food more than once, with more left over than what he began with. Amen. Praise Yah! We will multiply food in Yeshua's name more than once, with more left over than what we begin with. Amen. Praise Yah! Yeshua raised Lazarus from the dead. Yeshua raised the widow's son from the dead. Yeshua raised the young girl from the dead. We will raise people from the dead in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! And greater, we will raise people from the dead who have been cremated and their ashes thrown to the wind or thrown over a mountain or into a river, etc. In Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yeshua walked on water. We will walk on water in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yeshua calmed the storm with his words. We will calm storms with our words in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yahweh made water gush from a rock. A rock! And enough water to give to about 1 million people, as well as their livestock. Water from a rock. We will make water gush from a rock in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yahweh made the sun stand still for about an entire day at the bidding of Joshua. Praise Yah! We will make the sun stand still in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yahweh parted the Red Sea. Yahweh parted the River Jordan multiple times. We will part seas and waters in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yahweh gave Yeshua insight to know others' doubting and sinful thoughts and call them out on them multiple times. We will know others' doubting and sinful thoughts and call them out on them in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yahweh opened the eyes of Elisha's servant to see the myriads of angels surrounding us. Praise Yah! We will open the eyes of ourselves and others to see the myriads of angels surrounding us in Yeshua's name. Praise Yah! Yahweh made Philip travel in the Spirit to another town instantly. We will travel in the Spirit to another town or country in Yeshua's name instantly. Praise Yahweh! Yahweh made Paul's handkerchiefs heal others. We will heal others and cast out demons and raise the dead in Yeshua's name by mere handkerchiefs or paper or wristbands. Praise Yahweh! Glorious! Yahweh healed others from the mere touch of Peter's shadow. We will heal others in Yeshua's name by the mere touch of our shadow. Praise Yahweh! The list goes on and on. And greater than these. John 14:12-14. Amen. I will have conversations with others from other cities or countries in the Spirit, in Yeshua's name, and by Yahweh's power. Praise Yahweh! Glorious! I will merely walk by people or be in the same town, and they will change and begin praying to Yahweh and receive His Spirit on them. Praise Yahweh! Praise His glorious name! I will see the Shekinah glory of Yahweh, just as the Israelites did, just as Moses did, just as Isaiah did, just as Yeshua did on the mountaintop with Peter, James, and John. Praise Yahweh! Glorious! I will see tongues of fire and the baptism of the Spirit, just as the original 11 disciples did after the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. Praise Yahweh! Glorious! I will change a nation in Yeshua's name to believing and serving Yahweh. Many nations praise Yah! I am training myself to continuously think this way, to constantly think in heaven's view, to speak miracles into existence, to speak what is not seen, and to expect it to be seen, to know Yahweh will do it. Faith, trust, expectation. To continuously live in heaven's view. Amen. Yahweh has already done some of the above through me. Praise His glorious name. Praise Yah. Do I still have room to grow? Yes, of course. I am human. However, I look back to see how much I have grown and matured. And I am a completely different person than even 2 years ago, than even 1 year ago. Praise and glory to Yahweh. Amen. Write your own list. Speak it into existence. Yahweh spoke and created the world. Genesis 1:3. And we are created in His image. Genesis 1:26. So speak and create life. Create miracles in Yeshua's name. Help others. Yes and amen. Faith is not only a thought. Faith is not only sitting on your couch or in your vehicle, listening to this, agreeing and saying amen. Faith includes action. James 2:18-19, from the Concordant Literal Version. But someone will be declaring, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from the works, and I shall be showing you my faith by my works. You are believing that God is one? Ideally are you doing. The demons also are believing and are shuddering. John G. Lake learned to live by faith. Amen. Listen to one example from his life where he walked in faith, showing that he knew his Yahweh. Amen. God's generals, why they succeeded and why some failed, by Robert Liardin. Chapter John G. Lake, A Man of Healing. In January of 1908, Lake began to pray for the needed finances to take the Africa trip. Tom joined with him, and they determined the trip would cost $2,000. They had been praying for a while when Tom got up and slapped Lake on the back, saying, "Don't pray anymore, John. Jesus told me just now that he will send us that $2,000, and that it will be here in 4 days." Exactly 4 days later, Tom returned from the post office and threw four $500 drafts on the table. "John, here is the answer," Tom shouted. "Jesus has sent it. We are going to Africa." Just as the Lord proclaimed, in April of 1908, the group left for Africa. The team was made up of Lake, Jenny, their 7 children, Tom, and 3 of his companions. One of Tom's companions had lived in Africa for 5 years, could speak Zulu, and would serve as an interpreter. They bought their tickets, but had no extra money for the expenses of the trip. Now, God's one-time millionaire would learn how to fully trust him. He had only $1.50 in his hand. As Lake obeyed, the Lord miraculously provided for the team. The immigration laws of South Africa required each family that arrived to have at least $125, or they wouldn't be permitted to leave the ship. As they pulled into the port, Lake had no money. So Jenny looked at him and said, "What are you going to do?" Lake responded, "I am going to line up with the rest. We have obeyed God this far. It is now up to the Lord." As he stood in line, ready to explain his dilemma, a fellow passenger tapped him on the shoulder and called him to the side. He asked Lake a few questions, then handed him 2 money orders, totaling $200. "I feel led to give you this to help your work," the stranger said. "If you've heard from God, then step out in bold, aggressive faith. He'll be there to meet you every time." Section title, Home Away From Home. The Lake family had been praying diligently for a home when they reached Johannesburg. As faith missionaries, they had no support from church boards and no denomination waiting to accept them at their arrival. All they had was their faith in God. When they arrived in Johannesburg in May of 1908, they noticed a little woman running around the dock area looking at everyone. She was American. Running up to Tom, she said, "Are you an American missionary party?" To which Tom replied, "Yes." "How many are in your party?" the lady went on. 4, Tom answered back. But she shook her head and said, "No, you aren't the family. Is there another?" Then Tom directed her to Lake. "How many are in your family?" the lady asked. "My wife, myself, and my 7 children," Lake said. The lady suddenly looked ecstatic and shrilled, "You are the family." Then she went on to explain how God had directed her to meet their boat, and that on it would be an American missionary family consisting of 2 adults and 7 children, and that she was to give them a home. That same afternoon, the Lakes were settled into a furnished home in Johannesburg. God had provided it, just as they had asked. The American lady, Mrs. C. L. Goodenough, remained a faithful friend throughout their ministry. Section title: A Spiritual Cyclone. Days after Lake arrived, his first ministry door was opened. A South African pastor took leave of absence for a few weeks and asked Lake to fill his pulpit. He immediately accepted the offer. From God's Generals: Why They Succeeded and Why Some Failed, by Robert Slierden, pages 178 through 179. Yahweh is so glorious! Praise His holy name! John G. Lake trusted Yahweh, and his actions were proof of his trust in Yahweh. He went and stood in line to get off the ship when he did not have what was required. However, he knew Yahweh could provide, so he did his part and got in line. And Yahweh showed up and gave him what he expected. Mountains were moved. Praise Yah! Also, regarding their home in Africa, they prayed to Yahweh for a home. They got on the ship, traveled around the world, and when they got off the ship, Yahweh provided a home. Praise Yahweh! Praise His glorious name! What a faithful life! Wow! Look at Abraham and his faith. He believed Yahweh could and would raise his son from the dead, and he acted on his faith. Genesis 22, 1 through 3, from the Concordant Literal Version. It came to pass after these things that the one Elohim, he probed Abraham and said to him, Abraham? And he answered, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only one, whom you love, Isaac, and go by yourself to the land of Moriah, and offer him up there as an ascent offering on one of the mountains which I shall indicate to you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took his two lads and his son Isaac with him. When he had split the wood for the ascent offering, he set out and went to the place which the one, Elohim, had indicated to him. Hebrews 11, 17 through 19, from the Concordant Literal Version. By faith, Abraham, when undergoing trial, has offered Isaac, and he who receives the promises offered the only begotten, he to whom it was spoken that, In Isaac shall your seed be called, reckoning that God is able to be rousing him from among the dead also, whence he recovers him in a parable also. Abraham had faith. He knew Yahweh could do all things. Abraham showed his faith by his actions. He obeyed Yahweh. Abraham went on a trip. He took his son, a knife, kindling, and he went. And he went early in the morning. He obeyed quickly. Wow! Praise Yahweh for His obedient children, for examples for us. Yahweh tests us. Yahweh probes us to see if we truly trust Him. Years ago, Yahweh showed me to give up my young daughter. And I got to the point of saying, Yes, Amen. This took me a little time, more time than Abraham. Praise Yahweh for his patience. However, I got there. I said, Yes, Father, because, at first, I thought that just like Abraham, Yahweh would immediately give me back my daughter. I thought it was just a test. Well, look at Moses. He was raised in a heathen palace. And it has been over 10 years now since I have seen my daughter. Today, she is 17 years old. Through it all, I have learned to trust Yahweh. I say, as Yeshua said, Your will be done, Father, not mine, yours. I place Yahweh first in my life, and this action backed up my declaration of Yahweh first. Praise His glorious name. Amen. My late mentor would say, Yahweh just loves it when we trust Him. And listen to this faith in action, speaking into existence. Amen. A few years ago, I knew of someone who was selling a house, leaving the country they were born in to follow Yahweh. Amen. In the middle of someone buying the house, the buyer began asking many, many questions about the property. The sale was being held up, and the seller was not happy. So, the believer who was selling the house contacted another believer, and the two stood together in faith and agreement. Read Matthew 18:18-20. And spoke that the buyer would tell their lawyer to stop asking questions and to just sign the papers and buy the house, and that this would all occur that week in Yeshua's name. Praise Yahweh! A few days later, that same week, the buyer contacted their lawyer and spoke the exact words that the believers had spoken in Yeshua's name. The mountain moved. Praise Yahweh! I have just made this scripture image and put it up in my home. Mark 11:22-23. Jesus is saying to them, If you have faith of Yahweh, verily I am saying to you that whosoever may be saying to this mountain, Be picked up and cast into the sea, and may not be doubting in his heart, but should be believing that what he is speaking is occurring, it shall be his, whatsoever he may be saying. Faith, trust, expectation. Faith is simple. Lies of the world must be cast out. Lies of the world must be unlearned. Truth must be learned. Truth must be embedded into us. Amen. Faith. Worry and logic are not faith. Worry and logic are sin. Philippians 2:14. From the Concordant Literal Version. All be doing without murmurings and reasonings. Again, as I have shared before, I have this scripture image up in my home. Philippians 2:14. All be doing without murmurings and reasonings. This takes time and effort and work to unlearn lies of the world, and even lies from religion and the church, and to learn the truth of the Bible. Learn to believe the Bible, all of it. David Hogan says, I must get you to stop believing the news, and to begin believing the Bible. With faith and trust and expectation comes peace, true peace. Amen. It takes time and effort to grow and to keep faith and trust and expectation, remembering, of course, Matthew 19:26 from the Concordant Literal Version. Jesus said to them, "With men this is impossible, yet with God all is possible." Let us go through another example.
Daniel 3, from the Concordant Literal Version. In the 18th year, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold. Its height was 60 cubits, and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up in the Dura Valley in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent to assemble all the nations and leagues and language groups, the satraps, the prefects, and the viceroys, the noble hieromancers, the governors, the magistrates, the jurists, and all the authorities of the provinces, to arrive for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects, and the viceroys, the noble hieromancers, the governors, the magistrates, the jurists, and all the authorities of the provinces were assembling themselves for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And those registered were standing, facing the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the herald was calling with potency to the throng, "You are commanded, nations, peoples, leagues, and language groups, as soon as you shall hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, the psalteries in concert, all sorts of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall in the same hour be heaved into the midst of the glowing, flaming furnace. Wherefore, at the same stated time, as all the peoples were hearing the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, the psalteries and concerts, all sorts of music, all the peoples, leagues and language groups were falling down and worshipping the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Wherefore, at that same stated time, certain Chaldean masters drew near and maliciously accused the Jews. They responded and were saying to King Nebuchadnezzar, O Lord King, live for the eons! You yourself, O King, have promulgated a decree that every mortal shall hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, the psalteries in concert, all sorts of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever should not fall down and worship the golden image shall be heaved into the midst of the glowing, flaming furnace. There are the Judean masters whom you assigned over the administration of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These masters did not act on your decree, O King. They are not serving your Elohim and are not worshipping the golden image that you set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in anger and fury, ordered to bring hither Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then these Judean masters were brought hither before the king. Nebuchadnezzar was responding and saying to them, Is it intentional, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you are not serving my Elohim and are not worshipping the golden image that I had set up? Now, if you are ready, then, as soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, the psalteries in concert, all sorts of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that I made. And if you should not worship, in the same hour you shall be heaved into the midst of the glowing, flaming furnace. And who is that Eloah that shall deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, We have no need to reply to you concerning this rescript. If it is to be, our Eloah in the heavens, whom we are serving, he is able to deliver us from a glowing, flaming furnace, and from your hand, O king, shall he deliver us. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that your Elohim are not those we are serving, and the golden image that you have set up we shall not worship. Then Nebuchadnezzar was so filled with fury that the mien of his visage was altered against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He was responding and commanded to heat the furnace 7 units over its customary heat. And to some strong masters of valor that were in his army, he said to truss up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to heave them into the glowing, flaming furnace. Then they trussed up these 3 Judean masters in their mantles, their turbans on their heads, their garb and their other clothing, and they were heaved into the midst of the glowing, flaming furnace. Wherefore, because the king's matter was urgent and the furnace was heated exceedingly, these masters who hoisted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were the ones whom the flare of the flame dispatched. But these other masters, the 3 of them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell trussed up into the midst of the glowing, flaming furnace. Yet they were walking in the midst of the flame, singing hymns to Eloah and blessing Yahweh. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was alarmed, and he arose in a fluster. He was responding and saying to his retinue, "Did we not heave 3 masters trussed up into the midst of the flame?" They were answering and saying to the king, "Certainly, O king." He was responding and saying, "Aha! I am perceiving 4 masters, untied, walking about in the midst of the flame, and there they are, unharmed. And the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the Elohim." Then King Nebuchadnezzar drew near to the door of the glowing, flaming furnace, responding and saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of him who is the supreme Eloah, step out and come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were stepping out from the midst of the flame. Now the satraps, prefects, and viceroys and the king's retinue were assembling themselves and perceiving these masters, that the flame had had no authority over their frames. The hair of their head was not singed, even their mantles were not altered, and the smell of flame had not come on them. King Nebuchadnezzar was responding and saying, "Blessed be their Eloah, the one of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his messenger and delivered his servants, who were relying on him when they altered the king's declaration. They granted their frames to the flame, since they would neither serve nor worship any other Eloah, only their Eloah. Now a decree shall be promulgated from me that anyone of any people, league, or language group, who speaks carelessly against their Eloah, the one of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be dismembered, and his house shall be reduced to ruins, forasmuch as there is not another Eloah who is able to rescue as this one." Then the king caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon, and he promoted them and deemed them worthy to govern all the Jews who were in his kingdom.
I ask myself, do I really have that same faith? They would not bow to any other god. No, they placed Yahweh first in their lives. First. And they knew Yahweh could save them. They also loved and trusted and respected Yahweh so much that even if he did not save them, they still believed in and followed him alone. His will be done. They trusted and believed in Yahweh so much that they did not care that the king told them to sin. The king. They refused to sin. And the consequences were being thrown in a fire. Instant death, to most people anyway. They stood strong. They remained faithful. They would bow only to Yahweh. Wow! Do you have that faith? Do I have that faith? Now, here is an example of someone that does not have that faith. Years ago, I opened a new Facebook account, only for keeping the faith and this ministry, to reach others on Facebook with Yahweh's word and His miracles. Amen. About once per week, I go on Facebook and either share a new post from Heaven's View Ministry or share someone else's post. Well, a few days ago, I saw a post from a young person, a young teen, that was asking others' opinions on if prayer should be allowed in schools. I answered, yes, and it should be mandatory. Well, another woman replied to me, not the person who had posted this originally. The woman said that, in this country, we cannot make the Bible mandatory, for other religions are here also. What? And this post was in a Bible-based group. I felt very frustrated. I could not believe this person was placing the government and other religions above Yahweh and the Bible. I could not believe it. I responded and quoted Deuteronomy 11, where Yahweh directs us to speak about His word all the time, when we arise and when we lay down, all the time. The same lady said that I was mixing politics with religion. No, I am not. I am keeping Yahweh first in my life. Amen. I stopped commenting, for this woman was clearly not open to truth. And I was again reminded why I do not spend my time on Facebook. Yahweh bless everyone. Now, back to faith and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How do we get that faith? Yahweh showed me the answer, for I am also continuously looking to increase my faith. Yahweh said, obey me in the little things, and you will also obey me in the big things. Yes, Father, amen. For me personally, the little things include ignoring fears of what people will think and speaking to whoever He shows me to speak to. Herald the good news. Speak healing in Yeshua's name. Ignoring others around who can hear. Focus on Yahweh's will. Focus on Yahweh. Speaking healing in Yeshua's name over a woman with one leg driving a scooter in Walmart. Not remembering failures of my faith in the past, but focusing on today and trusting Yahweh for miracles. Amen. Going out to eat at a restaurant when the Spirit leads, and not worry about spending money, and trust the leading of Yahweh's Spirit. And then, speaking to those whom Yahweh brings to that restaurant. Amen. Obeying the Spirit's guiding to go to a specific section of a store, and speaking to a person about Yahweh and His miracles to a person where he showed. Speaking healing in Yeshua's name over anyone I see who is hurt and in pain. Anyone. They are there at that same time and that same place that I am. Yahweh set it up. I am to help them in Yeshua's name. Amen. Read Ephesians 2:10. The inspiring words about obeying Yahweh in the section about Mariah Woodworth Etter come to mind here. God's Generals, Why They Succeeded and Why Some Failed, by Robert Liardin. Chapter Mariah Woodworth Etter, Demonstrator of the Spirit. You need to learn to obey God without question. Seek the Spirit of God for yourself. If you are called, you will have to answer for it. Obey God without question. He will handle the details. From God's Generals, Why They Succeeded and Why Some Failed, by Robert Liardin, pages 49 through 50. Praise Yahweh for His bold, obedient children of faith. Amen. This is the end of part 2 of 5 in our study. Faith, trust, expectation. Let us believe and live out the scriptures. Amen. Live in faith. Listen to the next part of this Bible study. Faith, trust, expectation. You will find this whole series at rumble.com on our channel titled Heaven's View, as well as on the Bible Teachings page of our website, heavensviewministry.org. Thank you for joining us here at Heaven's View Ministry. Find more revelations and teachings from Yahweh, including miraculous healings today, the importance and truth of the baptism in the Spirit, plus many more revelations and teachings as and when Yahweh and His Spirit are revealing them to me, to herald and declaim. Praise Yahweh! Be healed today through our Yahweh-led miraculous healing services and broadcasts. The apostolic faith is alive today. Yahweh heals today. Just as Yeshua's spoken words healed the centurion's son from a distance, read John 4:46-54, our Father heals across distances today also. He heals through spoken words and through replays of spoken words. He is Yahweh. All is possible with Him. Read Matthew 19:26. Read the whole Bible, in fact. Receive your own personal healing from Yahweh at behealedtoday.org. Then, when you are miraculously and instantly healed, share your miracle healing testimony with me. Praise the living Elohim. Amen. Test the spirits. Read 1 John 4:1. Fact check and spirit check everything you see, hear, and read, including the heraldings and teachings here at Heaven's View Ministry. Also, test your own spirit. Are you truly living in Yahweh's peace? Really? Find out now. Answer the 40 questions on the Peaceometer and get free tips and help to increasing your true peace in Yahweh. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Come and be free. Climb out of the box of lies. Live in freedom. Live in truth. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is near. Get ready. Remain ready. Be committed. Be faithful until the end and receive the wreath of life. Be healed today. Live in the apostolic faith today. Yahweh heals. Yahweh sets the captives free. Yahweh binds the broken of heart. Yahweh raises the dead. Yahweh sets us free. Praise His holy name. You are invited to be radical as Yeshua is calling us to be. Learn the truth in the Bible, not from any mistranslations nor human interpretations leading to misapplications of the truth. See miracles today. Be healed yourself. Be a miracle of Yahweh today, just as when Yeshua walked the earth and healed others. I myself was miraculously healed of a depleted disc in my sacrum. Excruciating back pain for years. Sitting, standing, lying down. I was unable to find comfort, living with pain like a knife in my back constantly. No cure, the doctors said. Well, Yahweh instantly healed me. Praise His holy name. Be baptized in the Spirit. Know Yahweh and walk in His power. Join us in obeying His every word, living radically and completely sold out for Yahweh, El Shaddai, the Creator of everything. Join us at Heaven's View Ministry today. I am called by Yahweh to be His conduit, for Him to work miraculous healings through my prayers for you, like Peter, Paul, as well as Stephen. Just as Yeshua Himself stated, "Verily, verily, I am saying to you, he who is believing in me, the works which I am doing, he also will be doing, and greater than these will he be doing, for I am going to the Father. And whatsoever you should be requesting in my name, this I will be doing, that the Father should be glorified in the Son." John 14:12-13, from the Concordant Literal Version. I am called to comfort, to speak, and to serve you. How may I help you? Contact me at heavensviewministry.org. BeHealedToday.org or WhereTheSpiritOfTheLord Is.com. Come join us at Heaven's View Ministry. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:23. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh bless you and keep you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh light up His face towards you and be gracious to you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh lift His face to you and appoint peace for you. Numbers 6:24-26. Amen and amen. See you soon. I look forward to all the future holds. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise His holy name. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.